Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Cohen's Corner. Now, if you've been following the Mets recently, you are probably aware that they have not been doing so well most of the season, but especially over the last month. I believe they have not won a series yet in the month of June. So if they don't take 3 out of 4 from the Brewers this week, they will have gone the entire month of June without winning in a series, which is obviously not where we hoped or thought the team would be at the beginning of the season. So Jake and I are going to go into some of our thoughts about how things have been going, talk about some of the areas the team has struggled, and sort of just try to put these struggles into context, both for ourselves and also just in the overall expectations that we and other Mets fans had for the season, which obviously hasn't gone like anyone thought it would so far. So Jake, I'll turn it to you to start us off. First of all, obviously, we're both really frustrated watching the Mets right now, as are, I'm sure, pretty much all Mets fans out there. So could you give me sort of your first thoughts about how the team has been doing, but also just, you know, what has frustrated you most about, especially the last month where they haven't won a single series?
Most frustrating part probably is that, I mean, the hitting has just been, it's been really good. Like, the offense has been solid, and it feels like anytime they score at least 6 runs, they're losing. I saw a stat that they're 13-12 when they score at least 6 runs this year, which is unbelievable, that's 52%. They've won 52% of the games where they scored 6 runs. The league average is 82% for other teams when they score 6 runs. So it's just, that kind of tells you, but it's just, everything's frustrating. I mean, yesterday it looked like it was just going to be a really good win. 6-3, they were up going into the eighth. And I know nothing's ever easy with this team, but I really thought they were going to finish it. The offense kept tacking on runs. Alonso with that home run, you know, to make it 6-3. And I don't know, I understand in the eighth, he's bringing in Josh Walker fine. Walker's looked pretty good since they brought him up. But once he loads the bases and nobody's out and you go to Brigham instead, who's been okay, but we all thought Robertson wasn't available. And then obviously he was, because when the Mets thought they might tie the game in the ninth, they had Robertson up. So I don't understand, with the meat of the lineup there, why aren't you bringing in Robertson? It doesn't make any sense to let him sit in the bullpen as the team just collapsed. And I get Beatty had the error, but the hit by pitches, the walks, it was just, the Phillies scored 4 runs that inning. They had one hit. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, that's so bad. They needed that series. Like you said, they haven't won a series in June. That would have been the first one. And it's against the team we're trying to chase, because let's face it, unless some miracle happens, there's no way they're catching Atlanta. The division is kind of toast at this point, and which is crazy to say. I never thought I'd be saying that in June, but it pretty much is. They're what, 13, 14 games back, something like that. So it's not going to happen. But they got to catch teams like the Phillies, and they're screwing themselves by losing games like they did yesterday. And it was just, I think Gary Cohen just put it perfectly, that it was their 42nd loss, and it was their most horrific, I think he put it. And he questioned Buck leaving Robertson in the bullpen, not using his best relievers. It doesn't make sense. And I don't know what's going on with this team. They played so sound last year. I mean, even Friday night, dropping pop-ups. Like, it's just, you see them doing things that this team just definitely wasn't going to do last year. They were just such a sound team, and they pretty much have all the same players besides a few, you know. Like, it just, I don't understand it. And we were big advocates of them hiring Buck. I mean, even way before they hired him, we were talking about the Mets going after Buck Showalter. But if this continues, I don't see how he really keeps his job much longer, because this team is just, they're finding every way to lose. I think Gelbs tweeted it yesterday, that it's not just that they're losing, it's how they're losing. And just how many, like the game in Atlanta, they scored all those runs, they lose. Like, how many times are they going to lose like that this year? Yesterday was just the epitome of it. I was so frustrated. I know, I'm sure I wasn't alone, but just ruined my day. Just, it was horrible. That was great momentum they had. I think Beatty, and I liked how accountable Beatty was after the game, putting it on himself. But how about our pitchers throwing strikes? How about we don't hit 2 straight guys with the bases loaded when you have them with 2 strikes, especially Kyle Schwarber, will swing at anything. I don't know how at this point I can be disappointed as a Mets fan after all we've been through, but they just still somehow disappoint us and surprise us in different ways. And it's just sad, because we thought this was going to be such a fun season, and it could still turn around. We still make a run at the wild card, but it's been a huge disappointment to this part. I don't even know what other way to put it besides just disappointing.
I mean, I completely agree. You basically laid out, well, a lot of the issues they've had is especially the bullpen, which like started out the season okay. But, and yes, I agree that the lack of urgency shown by, well, players in general, but also Buck as a manager has been really disappointing. But also, if you look at like what he has to work with, it's not a lot in the bullpen. I mean, the guys that they have other than Robertson, Ottavino has struggled a lot recently. I mean, he can strike guys out, but he hasn't really been reliable in terms of having clean innings whatsoever for most of the season. Basically, it's just Robertson. If you look at the bullpen of like, who do I want in I mean, Brooks Raley has been pretty good, I would say, overall. There's definitely been some games where he's been shaky. But so it's frustrating when, yes, they didn't turn to Robertson in the eighth, but just the fact that they, like, no one's getting the job done is the bottom line. Like, you can't have a bullpen with just one good reliever. And I remember saying this, like, a couple years ago when basically Seth Lugo was, like, the Mets' only good reliever. And it's like, this is not how winning teams are built. And that feels like last year, it really felt, the bullpen really didn't blow hardly any games. I mean, the Mets actually had a streak, which I believe was snapped with that really gut-wrenchingly horrible loss to the Braves, where they won, like, 120 straight games when they were, I think it was either leading after the eighth inning. I think it was leading after the eighth inning. They had won, like, 120 straight games or something. So it's not like, over the last year plus, the bullpen hasn't really been blowing games in the bottom or top of the ninth that much. But I feel like this year, nothing feels safe. No matter, you know, they were up 4 runs against the Braves in, like, the eighth inning in that game, and they lost. Like, they were up 3 runs against the Phillies in the eighth inning yesterday, and they lost. And it just feels like there's no formula for success with the team. You know, there's nothing, like, I mean, I know you can't script a baseball game, but it just feels like no matter what happens, there's no, like, oh yes, this is a win, because there's always something else that they're pulling from to kind of turn it into a loss, whether it's a defensive mistake. And, you know, they've had a lot more of those recently that have just seemed to be lack of focus. I mean, I'm sure that's the thing, is like, and it's hard to, like, point fingers too much. I'm sure the players are, their heads are mostly in the game, but it seems like they're not in the game enough where, you know, I don't know. I mean, I've been watching other games for work, and, like, teams make errors. It happens. But it just seems like every game there's something from, like, veteran players who know what they're doing. It's not like players. I mean, you know, Brett Beatty had the error yesterday, which, I don't know, like, that, obviously that's frustrating. It's not like he's been terrible defensively. So it does feel like the problem is bad defense, I think, is infectious because it puts everyone else on edge and makes everything more tense. So it's not like these players have forgotten how to play defense. But the fact is, once one thing happens, it feels like it just infects the whole team, even with players that are normally good. Even with Lindor, who's like, we don't know. I don't know what happened the other day between him and Pham, but it does feel like this attitude of, because it's not even like they're trying to be too perfect, because it's not like the games are played crisply at all for the most part. It seems like a weird mix between overly tense and on edge and also overly relaxed in a way. Like, the urgency is not really there, but also the relaxed and having fun is not there. You know,
yeah, well, they were having fun last year because they were winning, you know, and right, everything was going well and they were playing the game the right way. You know, it's bad when Brandon Nimmo can't even stay positive, because after the game yesterday, he was struggling to find any positivity. And I agree with him. And that's another thing that bothers me about Buck, is that after the game, he's always so positive. Like, oh, we shot every bullet we had, pretty much. No, you didn't, because you had Robertson up in the ninth inning. If you have bases loaded, nobody out in the eighth inning, you need your best reliever coming in there. And that's Robertson. He threw 13 pitches the day before. He had only pitched twice in the last week. Ottavino even told reporters after the game that he was available. I don't know why Buck said he wasn't. And who knows?
Then he should have started the inning if he was available.
And I mean, Ottavino hasn't been that good. But I mean,
right, that's the problem. And Drew Smith getting suspended wasn't, like, great either.
Like, yeah. And to say, like, Buck saying, oh, it's just one game, whatever, and he wanted Robertson for the ninth, like, it almost reeks of, like, Mickey Callaway in a way. Like, just incompetence, which I never thought I would say about Buck Showalter. You know, like, he's this baseball genius, or we all thought he was, whatever. And it's just some of these things he's doing and the answers he's giving after the games, like, just, it's not helping him, you know, like,
well, you can tell he's lost, like, some of the goodwill that he built up with.
I think he's lost most of it
with the fans, but also with, like, reporters too, because I feel like there's not a lot of fun banter happening, obviously, because the team's been terrible. It's like, or even, remember there was that other game where, like, they had, were up, like, a run in the eighth inning, and then, like, they didn't bring in Robertson or Ottavino, and then I forget what game that even was, but, like, there was some game where they, like, also were winning and, like, didn't bring in either their best relievers who were
rested. It's happened a bunch of times this year.
I forget, like, what, I don't even remember what that was. But then there was some other thing where they were saving him for, like, the Houston series. And I'm like, bro, oh, it was in the Cardinals game, like, last week. And then he was like, oh, it was
Robertson. Well, Robertson
pitched the Houston series. So,
no, but remember against the Cardinals last week, Robertson pitched the eighth inning. He threw, what, 8 pitches?
That was it.
He didn't bring him back in. And then he brings in Ottavino, and Ottavino gives it up.
Right, so, and that was infuriating, because it's like 8 pitches. Robertson never pitches. They never win.
No,
so it's like, he's
it
ready.
It doesn't make any sense. And it's a shame, because Robertson has been so good this year. And I know people say it all the time, but it's true. Losing Diaz, it's just really proving to be a huge blow to this team, because it pushes everybody in the bullpen back if you have Diaz, you know? Yesterday, I mean, who knows with Buck's decision-making lately? Probably you would have Robertson to pitch the 8th yesterday and Diaz to pitch the 9th. You know, like, it's just, it changes everything. But it just doesn't make sense. If you had Robertson available, I completely understand not starting him in the eighth inning with the 3-run lead. But once shit's starting to hit the fan, you got to bring in your best guys. Like,
you gotta, even if he gives up one run there, it's still 6-4.
And it's not like we're talking, it's the fourth inning, it's the eighth, and it's the heart of the lineup up. You get him out next inning, not saying it's easy, but it's a lot easier.
Well, this, it all goes back to like the Mets starting pitching having struggled so much, because honestly, the way to have a better bullpen in for most teams is for the bullpen to pitch as little as possible. Like, that's the teams with the best bullpen are not throwing 5 innings every game. It goes back to like Mets pitchers, like the Mets starters not being able to give quality starts often enough. Because if a guy going 6 innings, then you can sort of plan from there. And say your team's up a few runs, okay. You can't plan from there when a guy comes out after 4. It just doesn't work that way. The plan like never works. Yes, the bullpen's been bad. And also, for whatever reason, they have like a rotating assembly line from like AAA that seems to make up over half of the bullpen. But the fact that McGill has mostly been bad, Carrasco can't go more than 5 innings, basically.
Well, they didn't even let him get to the fifth today.
Yeah.
Why didn't they let him do that? I mean, I know Trey Turner was 2-for-2 off him, including a home run, but you have that lead. I would much rather Carrasco go out and see what he can do than bring in Dominic Leone, who walks Trey Turner, steals second, steals third, and scores on that. You blink your eyes and it's he already gave up a run.
Well, there's no shutdown innings happening. Also, like,
no, any the only ones were from Hartwig. He had 2 scoreless innings this year and he was good, but it's
that's
bad.
Not the formula.
No, like, it's not.
And that's the thing. It goes back to like the bullpen is so exposed this year because the starters have been so bad. And like last year, you felt like a lot of the time between, you know, I mean, even though DeGrom didn't pitch till August, like between Scherzer, DeGrom, Bassett, Walker. Most of the time, they went
solid,
like 6 innings.
You're getting a quality start. I mean, even if your starter's going 6 and giving up 4 runs, I'll take that compared to what they're doing, because it's just
that
it's
6 inning
tiring.
Is so important of a threshold for it starters is, yeah. to get to, and it just hasn't it been happening enough this year. And you've it's seen bad. The stats. The Mets are like 23-2 when their starters go 6 innings.
Well, how about we even get through the 5th inning? How about that game we lost in Houston the other day? And McGill, I know Javier got knocked out for Houston early too, which is good. The offense is doing their job. But McGill doesn't even make it through the 4th inning.
It's just not competitive.
Whenever
it's
came
like,
out. It's just bad. Like, it's just, they're not even giving them the bare minimum. It's not even.
And that's why the bullpen's been such an issue, is mostly because the starter. I mean, yes.
And Drew Smith being out, obviously, he's hurt the last 10 days. But
when's he coming back? I feel like that was
today. I think
today
he's supposed to come back.
Okay. I mean, it's not like he's been that great, but at least he's someone else. Like,
he's better than some of these guys
they're
throwing out there.
I would feel way better about him having not given up 3 runs in the 8th inning than I would about the other 2 people they had.
Yeah,
so
I know. And I agree with you about the starting pitching, but I think in yesterday's instance, like obviously you needed a bunch of outs and the bullpen was doing their job for the most until then. The bullpen was pretty solid. Leone gave up that 1 run. Other than that, they were all right.
Right. When you have a 3-run lead in the 8th, you should win the game.
Yes,
like bottom line.
Agreed. But yeah, the starting pitching's got to be way better. And that's been the problem most of the year. And Carrasco going 4 yesterday obviously hurt them too. But like I said, it just doesn't make any sense why Robertson isn't coming in if you're going to let him pitch.
And he pitched like once in the last week too, which is frustrating. Like, you know, and he also didn't even throw that many pitches yesterday. He got 5 outs. He threw like 13
but he got 2 double plays, you know, like he wasn't in there that long.
Right. So what are we saving him for? He's 38. I mean, what are we saving him for?
And at this point we're saving him. He's going to be on a new team in a month anyway, because if it keeps going like this, they're going to be trading everybody. So, it's sad, but.
I mean, it
keeps going
them.
Like this, they're going to have to do that. Because why are you going to hold on to these guys that have 1 year left in their deal? They're like, it sucks. This was not what we were expecting. They started the year 14-7. They looked really good. And then
they looked good, but I still felt like something was missing even early in the season. And the only time this year where I've really felt like this team has something was like that 1 week when they had the 3 miraculous wins.
Yeah, and they beat Tampa and
the Rays,
Cleveland,
Guardians.
And then right after that, they swept Philly. And since they swept Philly, they've been horrible. They got swept that weekend series right after by Toronto, and they've just been bad. It's just been bad.
And yeah. I really think, like, again, I hate to like pin everything back to this, but you did mention it. Like, honestly, as soon like the Edwin Diaz injury, which again, your closer getting injured shouldn't in theory tank the entire season, but it really feels like that was because until then, you know, the vibes from the offseason were pretty good. I mean, I would say other than you know, obviously DeGrom leaving, but then they signed Verlander. So it's in terms of like, and they didn't end up getting Correa, which honestly looks like a great move.
Maybe he would have made that play at third base yesterday.
Yeah, maybe, but maybe he'd be injured.
I'm just kidding. No, it was definitely
I'm happy that didn't happen. Yeah. And
Beatty's been really good defensively. Besides, sucks that happened in a big spot yesterday. But other than that, Beatty's been really good.
So. He has. He may not be a perennial all-star, but he seems like he's going to be a solid player for a while. You know, I'm not expecting him to be David Wright in terms of power average and gold gloveness, but I'm very happy with him. But it does feel like, I don't know, the offseason was pretty much going according to plan until that injury. And I just feel like the vibes were just sucked out of the team immediately. And was he really that important to them last year? I don't know. I mean,
even in the clubhouse, though, everyone loves him. And I feel like that's a big part of it, too. He's the best closer in baseball, but he's a huge part of that clubhouse. And that's got to be deflating for the team. And then going into the home opener, they say Verlander's, or maybe it was even before the season started, whatever, Verlander's
on opening day.
Yeah, so it was one thing.
And
after
they canceled the home opener when it was 77 degrees and sunny. Yeah, they were just asking for
bad omens there, but
there were some bad omens.
Bad omens,
and not that I believe in omens, you know what I mean? But I kind of do.
But when
sometimes.
You're the Mets, you need as many good omens as you could get.
Yeah. So it just feels like, and also last year too, Diaz was such a big part of the storyline of the season and why people actually thought the Mets were fun was because his whole song became a sensation. And not only that, but also broke through to other sports and sporting events. And now every time I turn on the TV and the College World Series, they're playing Narco, the Stanley Cup Final, they were playing it, you know? So he was such a big part of their, not only just their on-field success last year, but also just their off-the-field relevance.
Yeah.
And it feels like this year that was just taken away. And I don't even think we realized how much of the heart of the team he really was last year until he's not there this year. And it's like, where's the heart of the team? It doesn't feel like they have one.
No.
You know, and that's what makes the games kind of boring to watch sometimes, is because it doesn't feel like there's a heart of the team even.
Yeah, it's not it's not as fun as it was, but I feel bad for the offense. You know, they keep putting together really solid games and it's going to shit because the pitching just can't salvage it. It's just a shame. Great two-out hitting yesterday. You're getting great at-bats out of Beatty in your 8 spot, and Narvaez got on base at least 3 times yesterday out of the 9 spot. There were some really positive things coming out of the offense, and there has been so many times this year. I know we said the Astros game last week, pretty much the whole series against the Braves. That might turn out to just be what really screwed them this season is they should have won at least 2 of those games, and they got swept. And
they had a 3-run lead in every game.
In every game. Ridiculous. That's just this season in a nutshell. It's just... you can't hold a lead, and it's to try to give some positivity. It's hard, but the Nationals, their bullpen was so bad in 2019, and they ended up putting it together, whatever they figured out, putting
because
starters.
Because their starters pitched all the innings in the playoffs. That's
but
why.
And the Mets, hopefully they get healthy. I mean, Quintana's been pitching his rehab starts, and he's been looking all right, so he should be back hopefully within the next few weeks. That would be good. But
I think he has one or two more rehab outings scheduled. I mean, if he's decent, that's nice.
If
he
they can get good
than
pitching,
was.
They can get back into this thing. But it's got to happen now. We can't be talking again in a month that it's the same thing going on and they're 10 games back in a wild card. If they're going to start to make a push, they got to start playing at least 500 ball now. And the offense is – I don't have any doubts in the offense because Marte's turned it around.
Yes.
McNeil's been horrible, but he's a whole nother story. They've got to turn around soon. And if they're not in it come – the trade deadline, I don't want them buying because it's ridiculous. Look at right now, Pete Carl Armstrong, and take this with what you will, but Pete Carl Armstrong is the 10th ranked prospect right now by MLB. And we traded him for 2 months of Javi Baez and we didn't even make the playoffs. So, I mean, if we do something like that again, where we're not even going to make it and we're trading prospects for this,
I don't think that's going to happen.
I hope not. Because last year they didn't go all in. So why would they this year? If you could get better starting pitching, you could make some trades for a couple relievers. This team would be a lot better off. And if somehow Diaz comes back, which I still think he can, but if they're not
he
in it.
He shouldn't, though. If they're anywhere near...
if they're out of it, he should stay
home. Well, he's obviously not coming back. If they're 5 games out at the beginning of September, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the threshold is for him actually ramping up this year. I mean, it's got to be
But he's a reliever, so it's not like he's got to really ramp up a ton.
Yeah,
he's
but
be able to
still.
Throw 20 pitches, but no, if they're not in it, there's no reason to bring him back. This team has too much talent on it, and even with the pitching, Verlander hasn't been good. He's had a couple good starts, but really he hasn't been good. Scherzer was good. Scherzer's had a couple good stretches, but
he's been grinding through. It's tough to say. Neither has been overly dominant.
No, I wouldn't call either of them dominant. The only time they were dominant really was that time Verlander pitched against Cleveland, and he was amazing.
And Scherzer pitched against the Astros. That was pretty his best start, probably as a Met.
He was good the other day in Philly, and it was nice he was able to gut out those 6 innings. it blows my mind. I just never thought this. I mean, unless there was like a ton of injuries and stuff, but considering they've been healthy, I mean, forget Diaz and Verlander was out
the
early.
The position side has been healthy.
Yeah, and the offense has been good, but the bullpen's just been, it's been horrible. And they preach depth. Billy Epler wanted to build this depth. I really don't see it.
Depth doesn't mean people that are bad.
Like, no, depth means guys that you can call upon. Like, look at the Yankees, and I know we say this all the time, but they find these guys, Jake Bowers, Willie Calhoun, and I know they're position players.
They bring up guys, they hit 5 home runs their first week, every time.
And even some of the pitchers they bring in, they can at least give them a stretch of solid outings. Like, we bring up these guys, they just get shelled.
The Yankees bullpen has been one of their strengths for the last however many years, because they bring up guys who perform, mm-hmm. like, and they're their own guys. Like, look at their bullpen. It's mostly people from their system.
Guys. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know who they, I mean, Clay
they're
Holmes, they
a
trade
good organization.
For, the Mets not developing enough pitching.
Last thing, they make under the radar trades like that too for guys like Clay Holmes. You know, like, the Mets don't really do that. And I know people are like, oh, we traded Colin Holderman and he's been bad. Like, everyone's saying he's been bad. He's been bad on Pittsburgh, whatever. He hasn't been horrible. I mean, I think I would take him in the pen over what Vogelbach's
over half of the guys they have.
And you would have Holderman for 4 more years after this. So to say he couldn't get better, I don't know. It's just frustrating. I was talking to somebody yesterday that at least we have Steve Cohen and this isn't going to last. You know, like he'll
well, that's what my dad has said. Changes, it's like, but there's hope there.
But right now, what does that do for us right now? It's just, I said it earlier, it's just disappointing. We could talk about McNeil. He was the batting champion last year. This seems like every at bat he's flying out or popping out. He's coming up with bases loaded. He's popping out.
Been a lot less. He's just still pressed. Right
like
now.
He's just not himself. You know, he just seems so stressed. And he's back to, every time he makes an out, he's throwing his stuff. He's yelling. He's acting like a little child. Like, that's what I hated a couple years ago. I've been saying get rid of him because he was like a cancer almost, because every time he gets out, he's throwing his stuff like he's 8 years old, you know, and he's back to doing that. Because I get he's frustrated. I understand. But he's been so disappointing offensively. I mean, the offense has been, like I said, it's been pretty good the last all of June. It's been pretty solid.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do have to apologize to runs? I have to apologize to Tommy Pham, I have to say, because he's
even
been
solid.
Great.
260, yeah.
Like, plays in the last outfield. Month? Every time, he's the guy I want up with people on base right now, which I never thought I'd be saying.
No,
it's incredible. I mean, good for him for actually being good, because I definitely thought he would be bad.
He's been hitting
the ball hard. Too. Like, he's been making productive outs. He's, even if he's not getting hits every time, he's been driving guys in.
Yeah,
he
hits the ball hard. It seems like, he's a good situational hitter. And I don't know, it seems like every start, and he's starting every day pretty much now, but it seems he's getting on base every time he plays. He had that great throw yesterday. This team, like I said, too much talent on this team to continue playing this way, but they keep digging themselves this deep of a hole. I mean, they're going to be screwed.
I know we can't take everything players say post-game like so seriously, because sometimes I don't even know what they're supposed to say in that situation, but it does feel like we've been hearing a lot of, we're a good team, but it's like they keep just expecting things to turn around.
Then show it. You need to win some damn games. Like, you keep saying it. And somebody said this the other day. We can keep, I think it was Lindor, was like, we can keep saying it, but at some point we got to do it. Yeah, you do. It's the highest payroll in the history of the sport, and you're 7 games under 500. That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable. If there had been a ton of injuries, like I said, fine, but there hasn't been. You've been relatively healthy, just guys underperforming. And I know it's been the pitching mostly, but even earlier in the season, when you got good pitching, there was no hitting. Now,
Hitting's gotten better. That's
a good performance of the offense, and the pitching
sucks. A lot of their losses before the last like month or so were because they didn't hit at all.
Yeah.
And now I feel like their losses over the last month, they've been scoring a lot more runs, but their losses have been bullpen blowing games and bad defense,
which is so much worse. Like,
which is
so
much worse.
Harder as well.
It's frustrating to watch a game they lose 4-1, and you're like, but. Yeah.
But games where they're actually winning and they should have won the damn game and they blow it. That is so much harder to deal with. Like,
what always I say. I would rather my team get blown out than lose a lead late. Yeah. Like, that's just so much worse.
I don't think they should be close to the Braves right now in the standings, but they definitely should be 500 with the way they've hit the last month. To not have won a series this month is just unbelievable. They should have won the Houston one. They should have won the Atlanta one. They should have won Philly. There's so many. They should have the Cardinals. They should have won that one.
They're right there. And they're not getting blown out that much either. It's like they're losing by hairs. But it's just not tilting in their direction.
Because they can't get the job done. They're almost to the finish line, and then they fall right at the end. And it sucks. It absolutely sucks.
We started doing this podcast in 2021, and the last 2 years, and then this year, like, I'm trying to put this disappointment into perspective, because like 2021, it was the first year of the Steve Cohen ownership, and they were in first place for like over 100 days. But they never really felt that good. And then they started just being terrible. And well, then DeGrom got injured. And then Lindor also got injured. And then they just were bad for like the second half, apart. Basically.
They played like how they played this month. They played the whole second half.
Right, exactly. And so like that was disappointing. And then last year, basically April through August was like great. And then September was just like
even to the middle of September, they were okay. Like,
yeah.
The last 2 weeks, they just fell apart.
This feels more embarrassing because of all the hype around the payroll. You look at the players on their roster, and you would never imagine that people are just not performing to their career expectations. And also, they're not even close.
Like, they're not even coming close to it.
It doesn't really help. I know Lindor and Alonso have like been driving in a lot of runs. Like they're not right, really.
But Lindor's
the problem,
hitting 219.
They're
like,
both hitting like 220, which doesn't help.
So Alonso should be hitting at least 280. Like he's that good of a hitter. He can go the other way.
And he did last year. He hit 270. Yeah, so he can do it. It just
hitting,
hasn't been happening.
225 right now. Like it's bad. And I know he's hitting the home runs, which is great. And he's driving in runs. And Lindor's been clutch. Like he comes up in spots where he needs to drive in runs, and he does. Marte, I know he's slumped and he's been better lately, but still, what is he only hitting? 260, 270, not even.
Right.
McNeil's hitting around there too, and McNeil should be hitting well above 300.
Right. Well, that's the thing too. It doesn't help me. I mean, Nimmo's been great. Nimmo's been pretty steady the whole year. So
how about Nimmo dropping that ball against the Yankees? Right. Like that's another thing that didn't happen last year. Like that, it's just a lack of concentration.
I can't remember a single play like that. I mean,
no, and it's going to happen from time to time. Yeah. But it just seems like it's happening in the biggest spots for this team. Like it's not happening in the first inning with nobody on base.
Yep.
There's a guy on first and third, and you're late in the game, and Lindor goes out. He's calling a pop fly, and all of a sudden, he just moves out of the way, thinking Fam's going to catch it.
But when did Lindor always takes charge on those? Like,
yeah,
why was that
like
the time
didn't even,
he didn't?
Fam didn't even say nothing. He didn't call it, nothing. Lindor's calling, and then all of a sudden, Lindor just moves out of the way. It's just so frustrating. But that game against the Yankees, or how about the game they won, and Brooks Raley stand there, lets the guy freaking steal home.
And like, no one yelled
never,
in the infield.
That never would have happened last year, ever. And I get Raley wasn't on the team, but...
Well, Escobar
is... And they won that game.
Now he's not on the team, but, like, yeah. I was actually at that game, and that was crazy. I mean, it was great that they won, but, like, really the vibes were
like
not...
Like, they showed some resiliency winning the game, but it shouldn't even have come to that. Like,
no,
it's just,
I know. That was
just bad.
That was one of the most gut-wrenchingly horrible moments I have witnessed.
Or how many times has Scherzer this year looked really good through four innings, and then the fifth or the sixth, he just gets tagged. He did that in Atlanta. He did that against the Yankees. Like, he's had a few really good starts. Like you said, against Houston, he was solid. He was really good against Philly the other day. But just these guys are just running out of gas. And I get that's what we get for giving these 40-year-olds a ton of money and expecting them to be their prime selves. But Verlander won the Cy Young last year. He's got over a 4 ERA.
I'm not expecting seven scoreless every game from both of them.
No, just give us a quality start. Exactly. Give us a quality start. If we have a big lead, hold it. You have a big lead for Scherzer. He's blown it. Verlander, same thing. Like, it's just...
That's what's more concerning. Right. It's not like they haven't been as dominant as they should be. It's like, I'm asking for like a 3.5 ERA. Like, is that too much to ask?
Did we do in the first inning last year? It feels like over half the games this year were down already in the first inning. Like it sucks. They can't do anything. They have the bases loaded, nobody out in the first inning, can't score. They're giving up home runs in the first inning. They're letting the other team score in the first inning. Like that's like yesterday against the Phillies. The Phillies didn't win that game. The Mets lost that game. They gave them that game.
Yeah.
And it's so crippling, especially against your biggest rival. I know Atlanta, we've gone back and forth, but the Phillies are our biggest rival. And to lose that game in the way they did, like you said, if we lost like 4-1 or whatever, it'd be disappointing.
It's just,
you didn't feel like you had the game. Like we felt like we had, Nimmo said the same thing, felt like we had that game. Maybe that's the problem too. They feel complacent, like, oh, we have this game, but they find one way to lose after the other. It's got to change. If it doesn't change in the next 2 weeks, I think this team is done. Crazy to say. But
I know. Some ways, it's like they've been so bad the whole year. It's like, well, you know, if they're really this bad, I won't be like sweating out September like I was last year. So
like Milwaukee killed them. Remember we went there in April and they scored, I think, 10 runs, like two games in a row. And then we lost on a walk-off home run and the third game got swept. Yeah. Like if they play like that against Milwaukee and then the Giants, who aren't bad either, they're coming to town.
The Giants just won like 10 in a row.
Yeah, they're really good. And you know the former Mets on that team want to give it to them. So it's going to be tough, but they have to go at least, they're playing 7 games this week. They got to go at least 4-3, at least.
Well, they got to start gaining a game back here and there because games under.
And they did that Saturday and then Sunday.
Right. I know.
They shit the bed.
It's going to be interesting to see like what the threshold is. Let's try to like zoom out to like the rest of the season here. I personally don't think anyone's going to get fired during the season. I know
I think Hefner's gone soon.
I don't know. I just don't think.
How can you not get rid of somebody? If they keep playing like this with the expectations, how How can you just stay the course? I don't know.
I agree. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't think they're going to fire anyone in the season, to be honest. I just don't. Because is Hefner responsible for like Scherzer and Verlander not being good, and also all of the random scrap heaps in the bullpen not being good? I don't know. It's not like he's, you know, worked his magic on everyone this year, obviously. But
yeah, but then maybe Buck's got to go. Like, I know it's right. Crazy, one manager of the year last year, and we all loved him and thought he'd be here forever. But he's just, his management has been so bad. Like, let Eric Chavez.
Well, the team's taken on his attitude of like not fighting back, which they had. They also were that way last year too, and it just didn't really matter.
Or how about like with the sticky stuff with Drew Smith? Drew Smith, he was going to everyone like, feel my hand. I got nothing on my hand. I haven't done anything differently. Like, Buck doesn't even. The ump says, oh, he's gone. Buck's like, okay. Like,
right.
Come on, give us some fight. Like, what are we?
I watch other games. Managers are too. Barking all the time from Del. Yeah, why David Bell got thrown out of. No, Rocco Baldelli, excuse me, got thrown out of two games this week for the Twins, who were like 500.
Or how about Aaron Boone? He gets thrown out all the time. And I know Yankee fans, it was annoying them at some point, but I like that. He's showing some fire. He's sticking up for his guys. Like, right. Nobody can ever say that about Aaron Boone, that he doesn't stick up for his guys, because he does all the time. I feel like Buck is just like, oh, well, the ump said this, so that's what it is.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Maybe it's like the former players who are managers do that more. I think maybe, I don't know, maybe that's, because it's not like Dusty Baker is getting like thrown out of games for the Astros. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's like, maybe that's, I mean, not that every former player is like the greatest manager, but I do think there might be something to be said for like that. I don't know. This might be a broad generalization, but I do feel like the former players who are managers tend to have more fire because they were a player and it comes back in those situations. And you don't see that as much from like the lifelong coaches and managers, I don't think. I mean, I'm sure there's examples to the contrary on both ends, but that's just sort of the general vibe I get from like the managers who were former players and the managers who aren't. You do see a lot of fire. There's some former players who are managers and their teams are bad and they're not necessarily sticking up for them. I mean, I don't think Mark Kotze is getting like thrown out of games for the A's all that often. For the teams who are vaguely in it, I do feel like those managers seem to be showing more fire than we've seen from Buck this year. And again, it's like the team, and they were this way last year too, honestly. Like, they was the same thing. They got hit by the record amount of pitches last year. He didn't get ejected like once. Players got hit in the head like four times. I mean, he came out and like talked to the umps. But
yeah, the one time he was yelling when they faced St. Louis, I know he was going off, which is great. And they were winning, so I understand he didn't feel the need to like fire up his team. But with the way they're playing this year, I don't know how he doesn't feel that sense of urgency. You said earlier, the sense of urgency, it's just not there. And at some point, it's got to be. You're 8 games back of the wild card. You're 15 games back of the Braves.
Yeah,
15.
I mean, at this point, I'm not, even, not thinking even July. About the like, I'm not even thinking about
how,
the Braves.
I know, but I'm like I said, we're not going to catch them.
Yeah.
But how pathetic is that? 15 games. Bad. And the Braves haven't even been as good as they were last year. Like, they've been really good, but they're not. We should have won. We should have swept them, but at least won 2 out of 3 of that series. And that crushes you. And it's just, it's bad. We're behind the Phillies. Can't beat them. We're behind the Brewers. We need to beat them this week. We're behind the Giants. We need to beat them. Like, these teams we're playing, we need to start beating them. There needs to be some urgency here. We're not just playing the A's. We're not playing these shitty teams. How about the Marlins? They've been awesome this year. Who expected that? But like, we're going to play them in September, and if the Mets are in it, they need to win those games. And who's to say they're going to? Because with the way they finished last year and the way they've played this year, it's just been, it gives you no hope almost.
Right. Well, because, yeah, it's like there's these teams, oh, they should beat. The Mets are the team that teams are looking forward to playing right now.
Yeah,
you know, so it's like, how can we expect them to beat these teams if they can't beat anyone?
And teams get late into the game against us, they're losing, but they're like, oh, we've seen the Mets blow all
these. They see who's coming in, year, they're like, this guy stinks. They're going to hit 4 batters, it doesn't matter. I do feel like it's going to be interesting. I mean, obviously, they've been bad, like, most of the season, pretty much, except for that one week in May and, like, the beginning of April. You know, obviously, they're never eliminated until they're eliminated, so I'm not going to declare that the wild card is completely a pipe dream, because you never know. These other teams...
No, it's not, but if they keep playing like this over the next few weeks,
but
it will be.
Something needs to shift in order to make the attitude of the team into a winning attitude. Because even the games they win here and there occasionally, you don't feel like it's going to be the start of something. You know, even that game against the Phillies, yes, like 2 days ago, I wasn't looking at that being like, this is going to jumpstart our season. I was like, well, they got lucky. They got 2 double plays in the 8th and 9th. You know, hopefully, like, will that carry over? Is there any momentum being built?
Should've.
It doesn't seem like it. So I, if they don't go on some sort of like 5 at least game winning streak, I don't see... attitude and overall vibe really shifting if they win an occasional game here and there. So we'll have to see kind of how the next couple of weeks goes, because, you know, the All-Star break is coming up, and that's significant, because the season practice is like almost half over. You know, if we're halfway into the season and the Mets are 8 games out of the wild card, yes, it's not completely over. something's going to have to shift, whether it's, and I don't even know at this point if bringing up like Mauricio would do anything. They're right. The offense hasn't really been the problem recently, but do they need another spark? Do they, I don't know. Bringing up Mauricio is not going to fix the bullpen. I would love to see him up, but at this point, that's not even my main concern anymore. When a month or two ago, I was shouting from the rooftops that they should all the kids should be up. So,
but then they got to do something now. Like if they need to improve this bullpen and they don't have anybody they to should, call up from AAA, they got to trade for somebody. Like it's got to happen soon.
Right.
There's got to be urgency in the front office as well, because you can't just let this keep going. Or if they're just convinced it's not going to change and they're going to sell off, fine, whatever. But if they're going to do something, they can't wait till the end of July. Like it can't happen. It's got to happen now. And I know that was a good trade they made for trading Escobar the other day. Like, loved Escobar, great guy. I know he wasn't as good as we had hoped, but he was solid. They got pretty much a top 10 prospect out of it, and the other guy's pretty close to that too. So
they got two pitching prospects, and we've been saying their pitching's development has left a lot to be desired over the last few years. So who knows, maybe one of these guys or both of them turn into something.
Hopefully.
It made sense trading Escobar because he had no place on the team. They weren't going to resign him.
I understood it.
It was a good move. He wasn't playing much anyway.
It's just they gotta do something. I mean, Steven Ridings has been pitching at AAA. Maybe they call him up.
But like, who would they even like if they're gonna trade for a reliever? Who's out there? I don't know. Who's gonna trade with the Mets at this point?
I don't know, but I'm sure they could find a couple guys that are way better than what they have. Send down Dominic Leone. Send down these guys. Like, I don't want to harp on Walker because I've actually liked what I've seen out of him. Besides,
he's
yesterday.
A lefty who throws like 97. Yeah. I feel like there's something there.
He's all right. But if he's gonna be all over the place like yesterday, we'll see. Hopefully, that's not demoralizing to him as a young player, but. They got to do something. I mean, maybe if McGill's not, I know they wanted to try him in the bullpen last year and it wasn't working out. Maybe they try it again. I don't know. You got to try something because it's not working. So
we'll see when Quintana gets back. I mean, McGill,
Quintana can come back and stabilize this a little bit. Maybe it can help things, but
pinning their hopes and dreams on him. But.
Jose Quintana. Yeah, no. Who would have ever thought this is where we would be right now?
I mean, I certainly, if you talk to me like before the Diaz injury, like say if you talk to me in like February, definitely wouldn't have thought this. If you talk to me after the vibes had shifted a little bit and like Verlander was going on the IL hours before opening day, I was like, okay, not a great sign. I don't know. I've been sort of feeling like the vibes were off basically the entire season. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm really not expecting anything at this point. It's gotten to the point where like if they win a game, I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, last year I was like, yes, correct. And now I'm more like, oh, okay. They have it in them. They can do it. But it's just not been the expectation over the last month. And I'm watching the games and it's like, I still get frustrated. And it's nice that Gary Cohen's been showing fire in the booth more than anyone on the team itself.
Yeah.
Compare terrible losses. I think the loss against the Braves personally for me was way worse than yesterday. Yesterday was bad, but like that loss against the Braves 13-10 was like the worst of the season, I think by far. But
yeah, it was. But
not that it's a competition, but... Yeah,
but isn't it crazy that there's multiple that you could say that
there are
that
the amazing finishes is going to be 5 minutes long of this season.
It should be amazing collapses. Maybe
amazing collapse.
What they show this year?
Yeah, can you imagine?
That's really what it's been.
There, yes, amazing collapses, and then like the 5 minutes of amazing. The 5 minutes can be Pete Alonso's grand slam against James Karinchak and his walk off home run.
Yep.
Against Adam or whoever it was, Pete Fairbanks, actually.
And that's what I thought was going to turn our season around. I was like, all right,
yeah, me too.
Here we go, boys. And now it's just back to exactly where we were, maybe even worse. So
they had something from that, whatever like mojo
they had a spark for a week, and then
that was it. We'll see what happens. That's the thing. It's like, we'll see what happens, but also if the pitching doesn't improve, they're not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere.
The hitters will score runs most of the time. I don't know if I feel great about the pitching improving something with the current arms that they have. So I don't know what changes there. They're going to have to hope some random reliever pitches great or do something else. Because if Carrasco is going to basically be a non-competitor practically.
But he was all right yesterday. Like, I'll take,
you know,
if
he was,
been able
but
to go
like,
five innings, give up two runs. I mean, it's way better than what we've seen out of a lot of
them. No, he's been awful a lot.
But yesterday wasn't his worst start yesterday.
It wasn't his worst start. But if that's the ceiling, then
that's a problem.
Then that's a problem. So we'll see how the pitching does. Basically, that's where their season lies. If they can get more quality starts, they're going to win more games.
And
if they
bullpen.
Can't.
I mean, like you said, it goes hand in hand. If they're going to get more quality starts, the bullpen should be more rested and be better. And
it starts with the starters. Right? If they can't get six innings, three runs or less more frequently, they're not going anywhere. So
we
that's
don't even
really
need every time. Just give. Can you give that to us three times a week? Like, it's not even that.
bad.
Or not walk like five guys. That would
That's
be
the
nice.
Thing. Can we throw some strikes? That's the most frustrating part. Yeah. Like we're
they're again, leading the league in like home runs and
the
walks
Phillies had
allowed.
one hit in that eighth inning and they scored four runs. That's unacceptable as a major league team. Bring them to hitting two straight guys. That, you don't feel for your curve. Don't freaking throw it. Like, what are we doing?
I know.
What are we doing?
It's my, or there's been other times too where pitchers were like, yeah, I couldn't get a feel for this pitch. I'm like, why'd you throw it 70 times?
Scherzer against the Yankees kept throwing the slider and he had no feel for his slider and he's just stubborn. I don't know what he's like. Oh, well, it's gotten me this far in my career. I'm going to keep throwing it. Keeps throwing it. It's flat. It's a Frisbee. It's going right over the middle of the plate. That's all I got.
Any final words? There's not a lot I can say.
Yeah, play better, please.
That would be nice.
Get your shit together and let's go. This is ridiculous.
I mean, look, I'm still watching. As much as I complain about, it's funny though, because I don't know if you've been doing this. I know I have. Where like I keep declaring that like I've stopped caring, which like obviously is false because like I tell
myself that every day and it's not true.
So like I'm gonna still care until the season's over. I can't turn that off, but I definitely will be less invested in the second half if like this is what is happening. And you know, I do feel like to this point, I've pretty much been watching when I'm available to watch. I've been watching the games. I that's the thing. I feel like I've been boldly proclaiming that like this is the loss that gets me to stop caring, which like it isn't true. I mean, maybe I'll stop not watch a game in protest. I don't know if you ever do this. I've done this sometimes where I'm like, I'm not watching tomorrow's game. Or I'll be like, I can go to like a couple games this week. I'm not going to go. And then I'll still be like looking at StubHub for tickets on like Wednesday night. I'm like, well, they're only $10. So like
I was supposed to go Tuesday and Thursday and I
really
I'm not going either.
I was thinking of going Thursday.
It's a waste of time. I was there Saturday in Philly. That was cool.
If they've lost the first three games of the series against the Brewers, I'm definitely not gonna go Thursday. Yeah. But you know what? Talk to me again on Thursday because maybe that
I mean, who knows? If they could win three in a row, I mean things would be a lot different.
They haven't even done that though. No. You know?
Because like I said, the Brewers are one of the teams in front of them. So let's go. The time's now. Let's do it.
We shall see. We're obviously very frustrated, as I'm sure pretty much every Mets fan is. The season is not lost, but they do need to start winning three out of four games more consistently to get anywhere. So we'll see. Teams have come back from being bad at this point in the season. Do the Mets have it in them? I'm not sure. There are other teams that are more interesting and more exciting than them that frankly deserve more of the attention. So if the Mets are going to be bad, I hope they just like fade into irrelevancy and we get to talk about other teams that are actually more fun. Because the Mets really, even when they've been winning, like they haven't really been that fun this year. We'll see if that changes. I don't know if it will, but I'll still be watching most of the time, even if I turn the game off in frustration after they load the bases in the eighth inning up three runs. I'll still be there. They'll still be there. We'll ride it out. This season may be terrible, but I'm willing to say that they still have a chance, but you're right. They need to actually start winning more games. That's the only way this changes. So
and right now too. Today, no more waiting. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, next week, every day. We need to start winning. Let's go.
And it's gonna rain this week, so I don't even know how many of these games are gonna get in. But
good, that would be good.
Maybe that's what they needed. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, you can follow our podcast at Cohen's Corner Pod. You can also follow me on Twitter at NYMFan97. You can follow Jake at Giblin_Jake. Hopefully the Mets start playing better. We'll see what happens. The season is not lost, despite everything we've been saying. It is still June, so let's give it another month. Let's see where they're at the trade deadline, and by the All-Star break, we can go from there. As always, though, no matter how badly they're doing, let's go Mets.